Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Let us hear what you say on this matter. And let me come back to you, Pastor Sam. The notion of necromancy also, and it's just amazing. That Deuteronomy 18 is saying quite a lot there. It's saying quite a lot. It says, and Murut Muraga speaks about the new prophet like Moses. You know, he speaks about such. But check this out. Check this out. He says, when you come into the land which the Elohim is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of these nations. So necromancy, divination and sorcery, all these, the consulting of the dead, in other words, pagan utilization of evil spirits to appear as dreams of our fathers who have passed on, our mothers, our children who have passed on, these kinds of things are an abomination. And then why don't we accept that? Because sometimes when it is people who have actually been part of our lives, we tend to accept that, Pastor Sam.
Yeah, definitely. That's a problem that we're kind of facing because we don't have the kind of intellect to understand whatever that is going on.
Yeah.
Because when people don't understand that, then they end up by accepting whatever they can accept. You see, the issue is we are the people of habit.
Mm.
We're used to something, and that something take advantage of you, and as it take advantage of you, you don't see anymore the problem about it.
Yeah,
you came to accept whatever that is said. That's a bit of the issue. Now, you see that today we have a very big problem. As we talk about, Muruti Muraka mentioned that. And then about people today wanting to know about the future.
Mm.
When somebody wants to know about the future, what can you expect?
Yeah,
it's whatever that you can say. If it can trace, if it can point him to the future, he's okay. Mm. He's happy. And now, whatever medium, because you see that scripture that you use, the Deuteronomy, you talk about, whatever medium we use.
Mm.
No, we have a lot of ways that people are using in order to reach to their destination, kind of.
Yes.
Now, because of that, it's like as if God, our Elohim, does not know much about where we're going.
Mm.
It's like the way we're living, we are not satisfied with the way we're living. Now, we will need something that will will tend to speak to us, you know? And whatever that you want to hear, you know, you remember that the Bible speaking in the book of Timothy that people will want to, will have a mind of trying to understand, try to know something. They'll have the itchy ears.
Mm.
They'll like to hear something. And today we have people who have chosen, they've gone to the extent of even having their own preachers.
Mm.
You know, they go to a place and I want to hear. You know when you go to a prophet, today you tell him, man of God, what is God saying? And that prophet opened his mouth, he starts speaking. Already you know that it's not from God. It's not from Elohim. Yeah. Why? Because even the gift of the prophecy does not operate any time you want to.
Mm.
Operate when the Father wanna communicate. You know, he does not communicate any time to people because he has already a relationship with them. We will talk about people who are not yet in him, who do not have a relationship with him. Somehow, the Father could want to tell them something in order to pull them to him. Because, you know, even when the people of Israel, the disciples, when they received the Holy Spirit, what they did was they spoke in different tongues, but the different tongues they spoke, people heard them in their own languages. It was a matter of attracting them to the message that Peter had to speak to them. Now, today, when the prophecy is given, somehow, if it does not pull you to the Father, in order for you to become more, attentive and obedient and so on and so forth, but it tends to make you question a lot of things in such a way that some of the people don't even anymore do it with their own heart, but they start doing it duress, kind of.
Yeah.
Because you see, when it comes to necromancy and divination,
yes,
we always have these three things that work. I mean, there is manipulation. There is, intimidation, and there is also what you call domination or dominating. These three things will work. They will tell you something, but they will put something on it in order to captivate you. To say, hey, if you don't do this, you'll be punished. If you don't do this, nothing will work in your life. Mm. Already, they now intimidate you. And then when you agree that, then they tend to become over you. And then they'll tell you, for you to see the hand of God, you need to pay this amount of money. Already, it's out. Remember, the young girl in the book of, Acts 16, the young girl that was disturbing Paul and Silas, she was speaking the truth. She was saying, these are the true men of God. What do you do? Obey them. Follow them. And listen to what they're saying. It was a good message, isn't it? Everyone could say, hey, Paul could say, I'm happy because at least this woman is prophesying over us. She's saying something that is right. But in whatever she was saying, Paul and Silas picked up that it was not the spirit of the Father.
Yeah.
It was divination. And look at what has happened. When they rebuked that spirit, the Bible says she was making a master's rich. That means somehow, somewhere, whatever she was saying, there was a payment. Now, let's come to our time. When this prophet prophesy, and then we need to pay, to whom are we paying? We are paying to their master, who that we don't see, because they are collecting money in order to do sacrifices. They are making a lot of sacrifices. I mean, the Bible says, don't make your son go through fire. Don't make your son go through sacrifices. What happened is, these people, they have been in a place where they make a lot of sacrifices. They sacrifice people. They sacrifice a lot of things. Some, they've gone to a place where they cannot, conceive. They cannot conceive anymore. That means they are sacrificing their children to their certain God. Some, they are taking money to go and buy items in order to sacrifice to their God. And this is what happened exactly when it comes to necromancy and divination. It is something that has everything to do with intimidation, has everything to do with domination, and have everything to do with what? With manipulation. They will want to make you in a place whereby you cannot, we cannot run. Example, we are at the end of the year, right? You will hear a lot of people come up with this so-called prophecy. What they will say, they will talk about calamities. They'll talk about things that will happen. People will die. But the truth of the matter is, the whole year, a lot of people die. A lot of people die the whole year. It's like as if people only die in December. No, people don't die in December only. It's just that December, people travel, and people will be focusing now on December as if it's a time where a lot of people die. While a lot of people have died already. Now, they'll come with those prophecies. We need to pray a lot. You need to prepare yourself. You need to pray for your family because people are dying. Already, it's a spirit that is coming now, the spirit of fear. The Bible speaks in the book of Romans 8, says that we did not receive the spirit of fear. We did not receive the spirit of slavery that will incline us or push us to, will make us fall into fear. But what you receive is a spirit of liberty. Now, you will see that they are very specialist into timing. I don't know if you see that. They come on timing.
Yeah.
They come up with a moment. They say, hey, this time something like this will happen. And then they tend to create that fear. Another thing that these people from necromancy and divination, what they do, most of the time they speak about evil. And they will speak in the name of Elohim, saying, the Father has spoken to me. They start now, revealing the evil things. Now, let be serious here and also understand. The Father that we serve, whatever he has brought to us, is what we call good news. He did not bring to us a bad news, a good news. Now, what they do, they will create a lot of things that the Father did not say. They will talk about the evil things, the devil. Then I ask myself a question, how can the God Almighty, Elohim, how can he be advertising the devil? while he is supposed to be telling the people, I love you, you are with me, I'm protecting you. But you will hear this time around, it will be, hey, if you don't pray a lot, you'll die. If you don't do this, something will happen. You need to sacrifice. Next year is going to be this. This, they use that way. Some they use knowingly, some they're ignorant, but at the end of the day, they are all of them under the umbrella and the same spirit of divination and necromancy.
It is quite sad that we find these things being practiced amongst those who say we are believers. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic, Christian radio.
All right, let's listen to Babongane. Greetings to you, Babongane.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guests at the studio, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic is divination and micromancy. Ogushuguti, imilingo, ugupula amanga. Divination is the art or practice that seeks to foresee or foretell future events or discover hidden knowledge, usually by the interpretation of omens or spiritual powers. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 26. You shall not eat anything with the blood, nor shall you practice divination or soothsaying. Anigu dlaluto olunegazi. Ningenzi imilingo, ningahloli imihlola, ningaphendukeli kwabanamadlozi nakubathakathi, ningabafuni ukuba ningoliswe yibo. NginguJehova uNkulunkulu wenu. Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. We can also read on our own Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10 to 11. Practicing divination is sin. Divination comes from the kingdom of darkness. It is an abominable practice. God set his face against those who practice divination and cut them off from the earth. It provoked God to anger. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 6, 7, 8, 11 to 15. Saul, seek help from the witch of Endor to summon the spirit of the deceased prophet Samuel, who rebukes him of using witchcraft. Divination separates people from God. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He also has rejected you from being king. 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13. So Saul died for his unfaithfulness, which he had committed against the Lord, because he did not keep the word of the Lord, and also because he consulted a medium for guidance. Daniel chapter 2, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that troubled him. He called the magicians and astrologers, sorcerers, and Chaldeans to interpret the troubling night vision. Mm. When the workers of the lying spirits failed to produce the meaning of his dream, the king ordered them all to be destroyed. Daniel and his Jewish companions, they prayed to the God of heaven concerning the dream. God showed up for Daniel and revealed the dream and what it meant. The difference between Daniel and the sorcerers was that they draw their power from the demonic. Daniel called on the true and living God. We can read on our own Isaiah chapter 47, verse 9 to 13, and Daniel chapter 2, verse 2. Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 14 says, "And the Lord said to me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I have not sent them, commanded them, nor spoken to them. They prophesy to you a false vision, divination, a worthless thing, and the deceit of their heart. Divination opposes God's truth. It is corrupt, dishonest, and fruitless." Mm. Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 3. "Thus says the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. People want more power and control in life. True power only comes from God. When you see people dominating others, that is satanic. True wisdom is only from God." James chapter 1, verse 5. "If any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him." Believers of Christ receive guidance and direction from God alone. God strictly forbids anything that attempts to find way round his authority. In our faith, we seek God in prayer. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. "And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever will draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him." Before Christ, God gave his people priests, prophets, judges, and some kings to seek guidance. When Christ was raised from the dead, we received free access to the Holy Spirit to seek answers. I thank you. God bless you. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. We really, really appreciate. May the Father bless you continuously in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, the King above all else. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note. It is 082-657-2729. And you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And, of course, also the very notion of divination and necromancy. It's something that we see much of the times, the consultation of the dead. And Mruti Muraka says the defunct. And also the notion of these sorceries prevailing amongst those who say they are believers. And one of the things I've got to realize is that when I say amongst Christians, I mean, everyone who really basically speaks as being a Christian, you know, you find in one of these churches, in one or two, you find that very aspect really taking place there. And when I say that, I'm not referring to the body of Christ, which means I come back to the notion of Professor Kabamba when he says not all Christians are Christian churches are like that. But those who are children of the Most High, who live according to his word, I think they are exempt from this. But those who basically say we are children of the Most High, but they find that leaderships there are practicing this. People run away from the world. They come into the churches to say, "I want to live a holy life. I want to change, and you find an abomination that is done there, under carpet abominations, and you get to say, oh, okay, all right. It means there is no holiness at all. I remember one friend of mine from Teflop. There was a university called Teflop in those days. And we met at UNISA many, many years ago. And then he said to me, you know what, Ray, I can follow what you're saying and I can follow this. But one thing I have been cautioning myself about is that I don't want ho roga Modimo. I remember he said it that way, which means I don't want to blaspheme at the Most High. And I was asking him why. And he says, I have seen some of the most evil things done by those who call themselves Christians.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
All right, let's listen to Bongi Mrapedi. Hi.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Good evening, ma'am.
Le baruti wa balenteng kajeko.
Thank you.
And the family of Radio Pulpit.
Glory to the Most High.
I wish you can give me nale airtime ke phone kisa Sunday was WhatsApp voice note about this topic here. And then ke a leboga go tlile moruti a kitse ke moruti mang ona araba concern ne ke nale yone ya batho ba ba reng the happy heavenly birthday se go tlile karabo gore Only Morana Jesu, also healing, mobile swing, Uduzi, Colletso home, La Lelo Holo Lanta, the Colo Hodimu, KNFLA, Olim Colo Hodimu, and then Baba Weba, see they are waiting somewhere, Galevoha. According to the teachings, then Nagidi Grail and Cookies and Ankerege, and I even thank God for the grace I feel in Muru, the Cookies and Uncle Tinkerege.
Yes.
So, it happened, Horega, I think, well, 2001 or 2003. Nikile member ya choir, kukereking. And then the choir master, Avare, omulo omuwe, ole mo choir. Ailo practice a instrument ya ratang. So na nikerata guitar.
Yeah.
Then one of us, aba utakuto konale, a revival in some church mo areeng ya rona, and then naile o bone gona le this brother o tsamkang ka tara bontle gore. So the following day I decided go ya go teng, and then now I'm this person, I want the front seat because ke batla gore se ke setseng kwa ke se kreye in full. So I ke tsana go revivaling ele gadula go pele. And it was for the first time ke bona ke re ke tsabazalwane dietsa dilo tse dietsa ne ke ntse ke utlwela fela ke utlwela. So I witnessed that.
Sure.
Ka tsatsi le ne ke ile le buse go bona. Then ga ke le kopile kwa ba invite le a speaker, and then the speaker o tswela ka service ya mabane o ka rene le prophecy fela, so we tsa di follow up tsa batho ba na ba professor, and then ke physically prophecy ya teng physically e bua ka go nna nko teng go phela nko teng. Yo, I was like, really, ke tletse ntho e fa go sena le seng le ntswe ga bula bible ga bula sepe. So what surprises me ke gore abisa me o mongwe le eno ka re professor ile the previous service. Me o aya kopele ha fitla kopele me ole ntate o pointa monwana ko di moso ebe mme o a lebella ko godimo ebe ntate o a dikolosa monwana ga dikolosa monwana mme o le wa dikologa o wela fofatse then di asha se di a mo attenda ba batla go mothusa gore a tsoge and then abare ntate o abare di asha ra di motlogele mme o a robala stele foteng fo then ntate o a tswella o bisa ba bang o bisa ba bang o bisa ba bang after a while mme o a tsoga ga tsoga di ashara di atla di a mothusa gore a emelle ga seno a emella ntate le gape o isa monona ko godimo a o dikolosa mme o le a dikologa a wela fofatshe sorry a wela fofatshe gape so ga o etse fofatshe yalo yaanong ntate o supa nna ka monwana wa nkgomba gore ke tle so wa nkgomba ka monwana gore ke tle ka dula still I was waiting for the ashes gore ditle ditlo nkgogela kontle but they didn't do that so ke ga ke maketse gore why the pastor of that church I invite a visitor o tlo irelang batho ba gagwe dilo tse di so gore gore ke relationship ya nang le bone le batho ba ruti ba metlholo re ba profiti yo o tsine ke maketse tota gore ka tota tota dilotse ka tota di a itsagala ne ke maketse gore ba ruti why ba tsenya phuthego yana mo mathateng ene go tlala gore go tletse ne go tletse ko teng go tletse yo ne go tletse tota ka leboga ba go lokela leboga
yeah Now, she is testifying to what I said. It's in a Christian church that these things were happening. It's in a Christian church that we saw these things really culminating. It is quite sad that we experience these things even today.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Nompumelelo.
Hi, so when I'm from the Surrey, a panel, Unimpumelelo, unlike Pimvili. Just to paraphrase my scriptures, Lana, Deuteronomy 13, verse 1 and 2. Unkulunkulu yashuguti, if kun a prophet among you who says, let us consult the dead, and Uza through it, Utola ipupo, and it comes to pass, and adds, let us consult the dead, we should not consult them. And then also go Isaiah. 8:19 it basically almost says the very same thing. So ngiyabonga for the topic of divination that you're speaking about tonight. Akusikudala ngenilendlini but ngizamela ukuthi ngithole topic. Nompumelelo ngilayiphimvile zone 1 ngiyabonga.
Nompumelelo ephimvile zone 1 siyakubingelela. Thank you so much my sister. Thank you so much. And we appreciate your contributions to the show. Thank you for joining us. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. And the very aspect of divination, that is obtaining knowledge in a manner of wickedness, of paganism, this being a counterpart of prophecy and how this, to a great extent, has become somewhat somehow accepted amongst the churches. And I'm happy that we got people who witness to that, that, hey, we are seeing these things. And sometimes I was just afraid, as Bongi was talking, to say, hey, if they send ushers, then they can be sending ushers to come and even beat you up at some times when those pastors are calling you up and then you don't go because they also want to practice their thing on you in one way or another. Right. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, you can also talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you say about this. Now, Numbers 24. Okay, I'm getting a feedback. Let me do this. Numbers 24. If you can look at Numbers 24 there and check verse 1. Verse 1, remember, it says, when Balaam saw that it pleased the Elohim to bless Yasharal, he did not go as the other times to seek to use sorcery, but he set his face towards the wilderness. We see also that divination is also a practice of sorcery. I wanted to put that across into the clear. Now, when you go to Deuteronomy 18, we looked at verses 10 and 14. 14 also speaks with regards to this. It says, for these nations which you will possess, you will dispossess, listened to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Elohim has not appointed such for you. These people have not been appointed for us. And that's a point I want to put across. Pastor Sam, what say you?
Thank you very much. I was hoping that it would be Muruti Muraka.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Let me give it to Muruti Muraka. Yes. Muruti.
Yeah, thank
yes.
you.
The father says he has not appointed such for us, Muruti Muraka. Muruti Muraka. I don't know if Muruti Muraka hears us. Okay, Pastor Sam, go on. I can't hear him.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. Actually, you see, there's an appointment that the Lord has done, because you remember, in the past, the way the father used to speak to his people, he would send a prophet. Mm. And whatever the prophet will say, it should be either a blessing that is releasing on the people, mm. or it should be a caution, or it should be a punishment in whatever way. Mm. And whenever the father is already blessed, you see here, we see Balaam, who was asked to go and to do the work of the devil, if I might put it that way, mm. to do the work that was not assigned, that or a people that was already blessed. Mm. And he came, I love the way he came up to Balak and said, listen, I cannot curse what the Lord has already blessed. Mm. I cannot. Mm. Now, you see, today we are having a problem in our churches. Because when you say churches, we are calling every gathering of people coming on Sunday, whatever day. Mm. We see today men of God standing on the pulpit, cursing the people of God. Literally saying things like, you will never succeed if you don't obey me. Mm. Or you never did. These are things that when you sit, you ask yourself a question. Are they not really playing the same role that actually that Balaam was supposed to do?
Mm. Mm.
But he was conscious about it, and it's tough because he saw that the people that he was going to were already blessed. Now today, the Bible says clearly that we are blessed in Christ. That means there's no divination, no enchantment, no any of all these things, witchcraft, sorcery, whatever, can have power over us, because the Master, our God, has already removed everything, and we are eased and is protecting us. And whatever now anybody say that go contrary to the word of God, him saying that he has already blessed us, that him saying that he has already forgiven us, him saying that we are his own, that means if somebody says something contrary to that, he's playing exactly the role or the role of a diviner or the smooth sayer.
Mm.
Because these are the people who go out there, as I mentioned before, they go with a tendency of manipulating, intimidating, and putting people in the space whereby people don't have any more their say. They're afraid. You know, today we have made our pastors, they become our idol.
Hmm.
Today, the Bible says that you cannot have an idol in front of you. What's an idol? An idol is a representation of a deity that's standing in front of you that you are afraid of, or you have to respect in a very deeper way. Now, today, we have come to a place whereby sons and daughters who are supposed to obey God, who said, I cannot be in a competition with any other God. Instead of people obeying God, but people are mostly now obeying their pastors more than God. Now, when you obey your pastors more than God, what happened is you're obeying an idol. And that pastor is playing a role of a diviner, of smooth air. Because whatever he will say, you will accept. Because then that you see now some of our pastors, they even now tap into, they go actually most, some of them, they've gone into what you call witchcraft, they've gone into going to the shrine, going to the places to acquire some powers. Mm-hmm. So they may be able to speak into people's lives, to have that that dominion. When they speak, everyone tremble. When they say something, everyone say, yes, sir. When they say, scream, amen, you have to scream, amen. That means you don't have any time to ask any question. You need to say just yes to everything. These are not real. This is not the spirit of the Father, and the Father doesn't operate in that way.
Mm. I hear you quite well. Muruti Mraka, we were able to get you back, and my point also was about these diviners, and I was looking at Deuteronomy 18:14, but I also want to go to 1 Samuel, and in 1 Samuel I see chapter 6 verses 2. There is something also there, and of course you can put it in context by reading everything around it, but I'll just stick to verse 2 because of time. When you look into 6 verse 2, now, let me start at verse 1. Now, the ark of the Elohim was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, what shall we do with the ark of the Elohim? Tell us how we should send it to its place. There is this aspect from people. And I say it because you said earlier on in the show, it's almost like a natural thing. People want to do these things. They want to get to know something. Now, in short, maybe in 2 minutes time, because of time, we like doing this, and it should stop because we become somehow deceived, even though that what we are asking for at times is a genuine thing. We need to hear the voice of the Father, or we need to hear the voice of the Most High about the direction of the nation. And then there we go, and we call people who are diviners to come and tell us what the Father is saying about the direction of the land. And we lose it. Our inquisitiveness at times there misdirected, Muruti.
Yeah, I wish there would be a topic on the relationship between the church and the nation in our modern times. What should it be like?
Oh, yes.
Because many times we mix what was written to Israel as though it would apply to our nation directly, which is not.
Mm.
And the thing is, Israel, the way God raised them, he wanted them to be like a true church, where only he rules in that church, and even the information about future events is given by God within a certain context of how we should relate to him and submit to him.
Mm.
Now, each church, wherever we are as a church congregation, we should actually see ourselves in the same context that we should be operating like he wanted Israel to operate.
Mm.
In the middle of our own nation, which would be like maybe in that context, something like Babylon, something like Egypt, realizing that the way things are done in our nation are not necessarily obedience to God. So what we in the churches have done is actually to imitate what is outside instead of what is being commanded to us inside. And I'm going to give a small example so that maybe it might kick. For instance, I have people that I was born with, and I call them my family, my relatives. If somebody dies, and I go there to the funeral. When they are not believers, they will have some rituals which they will do. And just because they are my relatives, I will just participate as if there's nothing. Now, that is what Yudeba, they were saying to the sons of Israel. You'll be amongst those people. Don't go with their abomination.
Mm.
And this thing has so become prevalent that we are children of God. And yet when we are with our relatives, we do everything that they do. And then Sunday or Saturday, depending how we worship, we go there and raise our hands and say, Lord, and these are abominations to God. That's why in the end, even those who have started well in terms of prophecy, we become misled towards divination in our churches. And it's happening in the churches like that lady was explaining. Mm. That thing may not have started as pure divination. It might have started as prophecy proper. But because we are so profaned, we are so identified by how we operate on a daily basis relating to the world outside, we bring those things in the church. And in the church, we do not realize that we have already been given practices, how the church must be run. Paul, when he wrote to Timothy, he said, I'm writing to you so that you should know how to conduct yourselves in the house of God.
Yeah. All
right. Which is the base of truth.
Okay.
The pillar of truth.
I hear you.
These things, we have failed in them. That's why we are having many who started as Christians are sangomas. It's a reality. I know people who didn't, they believed. I know they believe. We used to pray together. Okay. They are sangomas today because of this tendency to disobey, and ultimately we fall into these traps of divination.
I hear you quite well, Maruti. And of course, let us listen to a friend of mine after this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Godfrey.
Hello. Good evening, Brother Ray, and your guest, Pastor Murake and Pastor Sam Kabamba, and your great, great listeners of Radio Pulpit. Necromancer and divination, consulting the dead spirits and visions of the future. Hey, people have itchy ears. I don't know what else the Most High said. We are told the future in the Bible. The Bible tells us what's going to happen. You read Revelations. It tells you it's going to be what and what and what and what. Don't do this. This is what's going to happen. And then our future, if you want to know our future, they said our future is fashioned into Yeshua. If you are in Yeshua, you are in the future. You are covered. I don't know what people want. A decision has been made. A future, we've been given a glimpse of a future. That the goats will go to the left, and then the sheep will go to the right. those who are written in the book of life are going to get salvation, and those who are not in the book, they're going to get a judgment. We know it. And we know the rules of combat, terms and conditions applies. It's the commandment, it's the laws. People don't want to keep the commandments. They want to take shortcuts and know the future. Jesus says to us, do not worry about what going to eat, what going to wear. In other words, he says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. I think the diviners today and the necromancers, the false prophets, the so-called false prophets, are prevalent in our churches and whatnot. They are getting away with murder. Back in the days in the scripture, they wouldn't have survived. Because I remember Nebuchadnezzar, when they couldn't interpret his dreams, all those necromancers and the diviners and the star readers, he threw them into a crocodile pit. We should do the same today. We invite all those people who claim who they heal people, they do whatever, all of them. When our pastor Ray, we organize our passes for free. We call all of them, lababa underground, lababa under the water, in caves, in mountains, we go to them. Whoever who's got the python in his house and whatnot, bring them all. So bafaka lapha Moses Mabhida, all of them.
Yeah.
And then we tell them, there's a hospital in Charlotte Macleod, kune cancer. Do some sibanikeza sibabuza ukuthi how much time do they need? Sibatshela ukuthi kunabantu poverty, there are people who are sick. There are people who don't have jobs. There are people who are desperate, who are lost, who are hungry. Do something. If they cannot do that, and they must also predict the future of this country. Where are we going? Where are we heading? Who's going to be the next president? Word for word, what's going to happen? How can we solve the issues of this country? If they fail, these people look heal about and whatnot, and then we do the right thing. We throw them in the... I wouldn't go that far. But yeah, the point I'm trying to raise is that they're getting away with murder. Now, let's be honest. The scripture doesn't say the dead do not exist. Yes, some of the verses it says they are asleep, they have no part in this world. Yes, but remember now that in the book of Samuel, Saul went to consult a diviner, a necromancer, to ask him to bring back Samuel. And then he did. But Samuel told him, "Ungihluphelani here on the side, because you are on the other side." Yes, the dead exist, but we want not to consult them because they've done their part. They're waiting for a judgment. We don't have to go there. They exist. They are there. But we're not supposed to consult them. And then those who think these people who passed on are powerful, I ask them this question. Why did our country, the oppressor took our country? Where were those people? Where were the ancestors?
Yeah.
This poverty that we're suffering, children dying in schools, in spaza shops, and the poverty, where are they? Why can't they fight back and return, restore everything in order?
Yes.
When the oppressor came and escaped, why didn't they do something and block him? We still oppressed even today. But in Ilaboband, what are they saying? What are they doing? And then they're always angry and want something to be given to them. Can't they give one? It means they don't have power where they are sitting. Because if that world they are in abundance, they should be providing most things for the living, for us. They should be giving us imali, bank, code, and whatnot. They don't do that. It's just abantu nje baz frustrate, baz create umthwalo onzima because of why each years. Oh Christ, the scripture is explicit. It explains what's going to happen, where the future is. It tells us our future is in Yeshua. What Yeshua has achieved, that's our future. He has fashioned us to him. And then Yeshua is salvation, is good news, is gospel, no poverty, taking us out of oppression, out of depression, out of pain and all that. That's our future. What else do you want? Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I really appreciate Rato.
Good evening, Pastor Ray,
hey.
And all the wonderful listeners tsa Radio Pulpit ke Lerato mo.
Hello,
Lerato. Na, from a youth perspective,
yes,
I'm just enjoying this topic today because I don't think many of us understand this notion of praising angelic numbers. For example, when we see the numbers that are dual on the clock, and then we wanna pray and say, when I see the 11:11 or the 12:12 or the 14:14, I feel like those are my lucky numbers. And when I see those numbers, that means God is gonna provide. And I just want to alert it and make it a light. Hore, let's leave praising and being saved by angelic numbers, but let's be fed by the spiritual word of Christ, and let's see him make the difference in our life positively, and let us worship the only true God, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And Karetluhele, giving reasons study spiritual vibrations, heribona, these angelic numbers, because it's just all things of the world. Thank you, Pastor Ray.
Thank you so much, Rato. Gladwin Dube.
Kumele kugezwe. So, kwayenzeka ukuthi umamkhulu wami umzalwane esingene isonto sonke.
Yeah.
Athi ngingene because ukawona bebangibambe ikhoneni. Uthi ngingene ngifafaza igazi likaJesu. Athi izinto lezi ama-herbs, because nasebhayibheli ukhulume something ukuthi ama-herbs into zakankulunkulu, wena just get in there. Wenze lokhu. And bengekho right because everyone knew ukuthi ngumzalwane, and they knew ukuthi bazoba nenkinga kimi. But I ended up doing that thing, and after lapho ku like ngengabona ukuthi no, this thing was wrong, and izinto lezi the way bakutripa ngakhona. After ungenile bakutshela ukuthi akumele uthinte intombi. Yes, mina ngumzalwana, I don't have a problem, but ngine problem ukuthi why basitshela after masingenile ukuthi monga bebatshela mina nabafana babo ukuthi mani ngathinta intombi. So isn't this so sitila kanjani esister?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, man. All these things are an abomination. The Father wants us to stay away from them. That's how we deal with them. All right, we've come to the end of the show, man. It's now a minute to the hour. And of course, thank you so much. Pastor Sam, thank you so much. And I appreciate you even tonight, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for the time we've spent together. Thank you for all the contribution, and greetings to your families, you and Muruti Muraka, and I'm so grateful.
Thank you so much. You do the same, Muruti, and Muruti Muraka. Thank you so much. Much blessings to you, sir.
Yes, sir, and thank you as well. And thanks to Pastor Kabamba. Yeah, greetings to your families, my brothers. Love you in the Lord Yeshua Mashiach.
Hallelujah. Next week, we are asking this question: what is a false doctrine? What is a false doctrine? We are touching on that next week. And I think we touched on this somewhere in 2021 or 2020. So we are asking again, what is a false doctrine? What is it even all about? What are the traits of a false doctrine? Thank you so much, and good night to the both of you.
Good night.
Thank you. And of course, thank you very much for listening to the show. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's no one like him. It is him by his Holy Spirit that he guides us into all truth. We give him all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Thank you so much for the calls, the WhatsApps. Thank you for the text messages, the voice notes. I really appreciate. To the King above all else, we say hallelujah. From me, Ray, it's been great. And I say Tudaraba. Coming up next, Dr. Mabunda taking you through. Shalom.
get your daily dose of inspiration, motivation, and encouragement on our Facebook page. Join the Radio Pulpit Facebook community today.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.